You see, from the standpoint of deep ecological awareness, this feeling of being a distinct individual self, a tiny, isolable soul cased in flesh, is really just a mesmerizing trick of perception. They would have you believe that the reality, comically decided upon by others using absolute means of inabsolute truths, is going on inside of the skull. But the fact is, there is no inside nor outside. It is all one mass of experience, which is undivided wholeness, a seamless unity in which every separateness is seen to be pure illusion. Our ego attaches to the idea of being a single, separate thing. But look deeper and you realize that we are all part of the same intrinsically connected field of energy and consciousness that spans the cosmos. So in this sense, there is only one true soul, the fundamental essence that allows the entire show of reality to unfold and flow in harmonious patterns, fractals, speaking through numbers, shapes, sacred geometries and such. You are but an aperture through which the universe is looking at and exploring itself. And we are not isolated souls, we are the soul of the very universe, awake and aware, here and now. All individual forms, humans, trees, stars, even the very subatomic waves, we all ripples on the surface of a vast, unbroken soul. And the more we realize our desperate clinging to the ego's separateness, its Luciferian obsession with the illusory past and future, the more we can take the bliss of soulful presence via these temporary forms we don. If you awaken from this illusion and realize that black implies white, self implies other, life implies death, you can perceive yourself only as a blink of the cosmic eye. And there is sacred freedom in realizing your true self is not a tiny, encapsulated soul, but the very rhythm that dances as mountains, oceans, and galaxies all trickle away. As fear melts in the radiant soul of this present moment of consciousness, be together and be rid of these illusions that fragment the soul into isolated, finite beings. The deepest intelligence resides in surrendering our delusions of separateness and embracing these truths, for in doing so, we directly experience the undivided reality that animates and embraces all that is. We are infinite, eternal, soul-dreaming entities that, through the kaleidoscope of the universe, are casted into existence, and we need only be present to remember. Thank you.